put the spotlight on Patricia Webbink, or Dr. Pat Webbink. Dr. Pat, thank you for joining us.
You're very welcome.
Dr. Pat Webbink is the director and owner of Webb Inc. and Associates PA, based in Maryland. So tell us, Dr. Pat, what first inspired you to enter your field?
When I was a young child, I wanted to help people. I came from a dysfunctional home, and I was unhappy, and I wanted to make sure other people weren't unhappy like me. So I really started at a very young age, knowing I didn't know the word psychologist, but I knew that I wanted to help people.
Well, thank you for sharing that personal story with us. And tell us a bit about your book, Stingers and Clingers in the Dance of Love, 10 Steps to a Harmonious Relationship.
Well, I have written a small book, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers, and this is a more comprehensive book. It talks about different personality styles, and you can either be a clinger or a stinger. And in fact, it gets even more complex than that. And you want to be centered. So the names are pretty much what they sound like. A clinger is somebody who wants to hold on, who merge in with the other person, is very sensitive and loving. And yet, if you get an extreme clinger, you get somebody like Fatal Attraction, where they're stalking people and totally obsessed with someone. And if you get the stinger, also is the way it sounds, it's somebody who stings if you're relating to them, especially if you are a clinger. So the stinger is somebody who is self-sufficient, independent, wants to be off to her or himself, and there's a good side of the clinger and a good side of the stinger, and if you get the best of both, then you are centered, and that's what we all want to be. We want to have that loving sensitivity, but at the same time, we want to be autonomous and be able to be strong and think for ourselves and be independent. And we all are somewhere along the continuum, and if you just see it from clinger to stinger, you just see a straight line. That gives you an easy way, and then right in the middle is center. That gives you an easy way of picturing it. It does get more complex than that, however, and it goes into a circle. So therefore, when you have a circle, at the very bottom of the circle, you have the clinger-stinger or the stinger-clinger. These are people who have both very, very strong aspects of the stinger and of the clinger in them, and there's a difference between the clinger-stinger, who is it looks like a clinger, but they really can sting real badly, or the stinger-clinger, who looks like a stinger, but they've got a strong clinger component to them. So it gets more and more complex, and this is how it differs from a book like Mars and Venus, where, you know, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. No, this does not generalize in any kind of stereotypical way. Yes, women tend more to be socialized as clingers. Men tend more to be socialized as stingers. However, you get plenty of stinger women and plenty of clinger men.
That's a great point. And I was about to bring up how this differs from the classic Venus versus Mars. Women are from Venus, men are from Mars. So if you could elaborate a bit, and also using the original book, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers.
Well, the difference is that we do a real in-depth analysis. So there's no stereotype, there's no absolute, you know, that all women are this and all men are this, because it's just not true. I've definitely seen very strong clinger men and very strong stinger women. So that's how it differs. It's like it in that it's a simple way of understanding things. But the difference is that we really are looking at the in-depth material that I've gathered from my own life and from the life of my clients. I've been in practice for 40 years as a therapist. And one of the things that I do in the book when I have the 10 steps to a harmonious relationship is I use imagery and music and creative visualization so that people can bring themselves into the kind of state that they want to be into, and they can move themselves toward the center, because we all want to be centered, and we want to be relating to somebody who's centered. If you're a very strong clinger, you're going to turn off a lot of people. And if you're a very strong stinger, you're going to turn off a lot of people, because people want to have closeness, and yet they also want to have space. They want a balance. That's the really important thing, is balance.
That's a great point. And before our program unfortunately comes to a close, if you'll tell us a bit more about your site for our listeners to check out that site as well. That's www.stingersandclingers.com. What's your favorite part of the site?
Well, I love the pictures. I also love the fact that you can order my CD or MP3, whatever, on Enhancing Relationships. And, of course, you can order the old book, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers. The new one is going to be available at the very end of this year.
Wonderful. So, again, for our listeners, definitely look out for those two books. You could find them on Amazon.com or, of course, just through Dr. Pat herself on stingersandclingers.com. And I am looking at the pictures right now. It is very beautifully illustrated. There's a lot of really fun parts in your website that I'm loving. And tell us a bit more about, as our program is coming to a close, what we can look forward to in these books, who this is going to help most.
It's going to help people who are having problems in their relationship, who need to understand themselves and others, because you can have two clingers, that's like two peas in a pod, two stingers, like two ships passing in the night, or a clinger and a stinger, where you have a balance, but they don't understand each other like foreign countries. So you first have to understand who you are, and there's a little test in the book that you can take for yourself and see what you are. And then you want to see who you tend to be attracted to, whom you tend to be attracted to, and also you want to see what your partner is, if you're in a relationship, or what you're looking for, and you want to get out of abuse. This is a very important thing that the book also helps you with, because you can tie in early childhood abuse and get really stuck in a relationship if you are... If you really want to have a relationship so much that you're willing to take an awful lot just to stay in one. So we really try to help people.
Another great point. So again, for our listeners to reach out and get in touch with Dr. Pat Webbink, the owner and director of Webbink & Associates PA based in Maryland, definitely check out the site. Again, that's stingersandclingers.com, also on acc/counseling.com. And you can look for her books, Stingers and Clingers in the Dance of Love, 10 Steps to a Harmonious Relationship, and the original, The Intimacy Dance of Stingers and Clingers, on Amazon.com, as well as the site, www.stingersandclingers.com. Dr. Pat, thank you so much. It's been a pleasure having you on the program, and I hope I get to speak with you again soon.
Okay. It's AAC instead of ACC. I just wanted to correct that. Thank you, Jessica.
You're welcome. My apologies. And you've been listening to Spotlight Radio with special guest Dr. Pat Webbink. Tune in every day to hear from the most interesting people on SpotlightRadio.com.